And we're here.
Keep it up.
So, Kelly, what are we drinking? Damn, well, we have a beer flight. Don't ask me what's in it because it was a little bit of a mix in my fridge.
It's Swiss cheese is one of them.
Okay, well, so. That's what Rachel says.
Lies.
I mean, I don't think it's Swiss cheese.
It's not enjoyable.
All right, let me give it a smell. It doesn't smell like Swiss cheese.
This one? Is it this one?
Does it taste like Swiss cheese?
Maybe kind of. It was next to the darkest of beers.
Yeah, it's a third in. I don't know what to tell you.
I didn't like it.
It's the Victory Fruitiful.
It just didn't taste fruity at all.
So I think it does, but I don't know where you're getting the Swiss cheese content that might be on your palate, not mine. Yeah, so we're doing a beer
maybe
flight.
My beers get mixed up?
No.
What? Like a
I poured them the same. I poured them the same.
Because this one tastes kind of fruity.
The second in?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. That's odd.
That is odd.
That was the Merry Monkey.
Well, I guess Merry Monkey would be a little bit fruity.
But it's like not.
I could have
switched it on ya.
Merry Monkey is kind of like, not Elf on the Shelf, but what the fuck is
there
it
is
called?
I know what you're saying. I know
Mad
what you're
Elf,
trying to say. Yeah.
And it's like way too many flavors to.
It's like make cherry.
Feel good.
There's too many things happening.
Blah blah.
Leo Bears.
I don't know. I'm upset. Victory.
Come here.
You're fruitful. I didn't like it. I did not like it.
I can't believe it.
Fruitiful sounds like a 90s.
Ooh,
a 90s snack.
Ooh, a fruitiful.
But it doesn't taste as good as a 90s snack.
And,
you know?
It did not taste like a 90s snack. It was not a gusha.
It was not a gusha or a fruit by the foot.
Ooh.
Bitch, I love a fruit by the foot.
For roll up.
Say it out loud. Damn. Another good one.
So, anyhow, you know, as we were.
Get those fries. We got McDonald's, and it was top tier, as always.
I'll just dive into my topics.
Go ahead, please.
Since mine are probably going to be short, because yours are always good.
Thank you.
So, one of mine was possibly controversial.
Okay.
But
nobody
is
cares.
Britney Spears okay?
Damn.
Is she alive?
Is she okay? Solid question that you put.
Let's just lay it out there.
She's doing some weird shit.
Mm-hmm. I just recently watched one, and she was in a strange, sheer, whitish dress.
Is it the one where she was talking Australian? There's something happening there.
Just
like
not sure.
how does that happen?
About her having an Australian accent, or
yeah.
Like just like her in general? Because I think like her in general,
like her
no.
in general is like a problem.
I think she is probably clinically diagnosed bipolar, but probably also isn't clinically diagnosed.
I just think
she needs a lot of help.
She has a lot. She has a lot of problems that she needs to work through. As a human being.
Like, not Stockholm syndrome, but you know, those issues where, you know, the child is raised by wolves in a cave, and so they hadn't developed with the world around them.
Right. Because
Britney Spears
she was
raised by wolves in a cave.
What was that called? I was going to call it a censorship.
Conservatorship.
Thank you.
Conservatorship.
Yes.
And so she is. I feel that she is
She's like
mentally,
fucking 11 years old.
Yeah. I feel like she is mentally stuck when her father took over.
I think she's even before that.
I think
she is at her age where she, prior to when she started getting put into the spotlight.
Okay.
Because
I can see that.
I think that is where she wants to go back to relive. It's like, I think she goes back to the years where she felt like she lost control.
Fair.
Mm-hmm. So, that's my theory.
Yeah.
So I would say, what, like so, 9?
What'd you say?
Like 9 years old? 7? Something ridiculous.
You think that she didn't have control when we like, loved her as a kid?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I don't think so, because...
I have no idea. I don't know when her dad, like, took over.
But it's not even her dad taking over. It is her,
like,
being
social
in the
media taking over.
Her being in the spotlight, her being expected to do these things, to appear as a sexualized item, to perform for other people.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, fucking dance monkey dance. Go on.
True.
Do your thing.
True.
That's not her. She's just doing what she was told to do.
And it's so hard because I feel like she put out so many songs, Overprotected, I'm a Slave for You, she redid My Prerogative, and we just kind of all as a society was just like, nah, it's cool. But, like, I feel like she was trying to express that through her music, and, like, none of us listened. And now, like you said, she's trapped in that specific mindset. It's just, like, I've watched, like, interviews of her, like, when she was, like, younger, and, like, how different she is, like, the way she speaks, the way she carries herself between then and now is, like, scary. It's like
she was probably more mature in those.
Back then.
That's why I yeah. think she's gone prior to that.
Yeah, probably.
It's kind of like when you were saying, like, raised by, like, wolves, basically. It's like a feral child. Like, she's probably going back to, like, that kind of aspect where she was, like, raised in the spotlight and, like, all of that affects, but, like, not actually having, like, human parents. Having human parents, but, like, not actually, like, having their support as, like, a child.
Right.
Growing up, where it's, like, now she's, like, resorting back to, like, that childhood, like, abilities to be, like, I wanted to, I don't know, live out, like,
but I also think that her husband is, like,
he's fucked up.
He is real fucked up, and I think that he is exploiting...
I think if she is trapped...
What is happening?
In, like, a mental state of someone who's, like, 7 or 11 or whatever, I absolutely think that he should be charged with some sort of pedophilia. Like, he is taking... What's the word I'm like? Advantage.
Yeah.
Of the fact that she is not mentally,
right.
emotionally developed.
But also there's things out there saying that he was, like, linked to it. And he was, like, tied into, like,
He probably also is fucked up. He's probably also, like, an 11-year-old fucking
boy.
Yeah,
maybe. But, like, I think that he was... There have been rumors that he was, like, linked into the
conservatorship.
Is that it?
Yeah, conservatorship. Okay.
Senator.
Yep.
Male.
So he was, like, linked into it, which I could see. I mean, he's the one that's supposed to be daily taking care of her. And her father is the one that's, like, linked to all of her bank accounts, all of her assets, all of the
things. What is it? Like, his dad is friends with her dad, or isn't there some sort of relationship?
Oh, is that a thing?
There's some sort of relationship.
Ooh, I hate that.
Or his agent is friends with Jamie Spears.
I don't love that.
I hate to Google something on our podcast because it always...
But I better do it.
Because I was also Googling earlier, so it's fine.
So continue. Not know what I'm doing.
I hate that.
I'll bring up a topic, a flashback to a previous topic.
Hit me with it.
I know I have briefly discussed the Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber situation.
Yeah. The Love You but to Hate Me and all that.
It has...
Not Love You to Hate Me. I needed to hate you to love me. Yeah,
a good bit has come out.
Great song.
So, I guess Selena has a G tattooed on the back side of her left side of their ear, right? Okay. And she's had that for years. Her last name is Gomez.
Yeah.
That fits. Okay, fine. Hailey just got that tattooed on the back of her ear. Uh-huh.
Stop it.
Uh-huh.
For what?
What's nobody
Justin's
knows.
Middle name? George?
Nope. There's a video of her getting it tattooed on her, and before she gets it tattooed, she's like, we made the decision that, like, I'm going to get a G tattooed on the back of my ear. And then she was like, oh, I don't know, like, what am I supposed to say next? Like, it's just fucking weird. But it's also her behind her left ear. So, like, and it's cursive, which is what Selena's is. Do they look the same? No, but do they look similar?
I gotta say, sure. I love Justin Bieber and I love Selena Gomez, but I kind of am on Selena Gomez's side on that.
Same. Although, it's so hard because I feel like there are a lot of videos that show that, like, Justin is, like, not super, like, loving towards her. Like, I've seen so many videos where he, like,
towards closes Hailey the...
Yeah.
Towards Selena. Okay.
He, like, closes, like, his car door on her. But then there's, like, he didn't realize that she was coming out on his side. But, like, why wouldn't she come out on his side if, like, paparazzi are everywhere? So, like, that could go two ways. There's, like, video of him, like, wiping off her kiss. Like, if Chris gives me a kiss and it's, like, super wet, I'm definitely wiping that off. That's gross. That's a lot of moisture happening.
I mean,
I don't need that to happen.
That's normal for anybody. That's not just, like, Like, that's not, like, a you thing or, like, a her thing. That's,
no,
like, a normal
that's just
thing.
A, like, it's like, general thing.
If you're licking the inside of, like, the outside of my mouth, if you're just, like, like all over it, absolutely, I'm wiping that off. Because, like, there's no way I'm carrying your spit around on the outside
of my
goddamn
mouth. No, fuck off.
Right.
So, whatever. So, the tattoo thing is weird because, Hailey, why are you getting a G? Because your maiden name is Baldwin.
And
you are Alec Baldwin's niece. And his name is Bieber, so,
like unless,
why
like, his middle name is
G?
George or some
Nobody
shit.
Knows.
Like, there's no reason you would get a G
right.
tattooed.
It's
like,
fucking
it's
weird.
It makes sense for Selena, too, because her last
her
name,
last
is,
name
Gomez.
Is Gomez. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That begins with a G, in case anyone was confused.
Gomez.
But yeah, that's fine. She can do that. And then there are, like, clips of them, like, doing, like, Q&As live. And one of them was Justin, and oh God, it was in his like porn stash days.
Oh, I hated those.
I hated that.
But
time
he like had like the bleach
him.
Blonde hair and like the porn stash.
Oh my God! And everybody on like
I hated it.
The internet said, "Ooh, everybody's really in love with Justin Bieber, but you could find him at your local Walmart."
Yep.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awkward. You could. It,
yeah,
anyone at Walmart looks like Justin Bieber.
Oh,
right
I hated
now,
that
so.
Time.
It's unfortunate,
but
for all of us,
I guess him and Hailey were like on the outs, and he was. So he had like dated like Selena multiple times, betwixt him and like Hailey being together, and then them get like got married, like all the things, but at a time where him and Hailey were not together. She was asking all of his friends about him and, like, how he was doing and, like, what was going on. And then they would be like, oh, he's, like, doing really well, like, blah, blah, blah. And she would get, like, pissed off. And so this interview that he was doing, talking about it, like, his legs were shaking. Like, he, you could tell that he was so uncomfortable that, like, she was asking about him and, like, what he was doing. Better marry her, though. And this just, like, goes back to her being, like, a super, like, fan and, like, freak because...
Haley or Selena?
Haley. Okay. She was a super fan of Selena and J-Biebs.
Yeah.
But then she has multiple posts on her, like, her Twitter and shit being, like, she stands, like, Jelena. Like, she wants them to be together. They're the perfect couple. Like, so fucking weird. And then you're in, like, the videos of the two of them out in public, and you're behind them because she was friends with the Kardashians, and that's how she got into their circle. It's so weird. It's so weird. So, whatever, this is happening, and then they did another interview. It was, like, a Q&A on, like, live on, like, Instagram, and they were doing... Somebody asked, like, what was your, like, first kiss, right? And Haley goes, do you remember what our first kiss was? And he was like, not really. Like, do you remember? And she was like, oh, I just wanted to see if, like, you remembered. And he was like, then why don't you tell it? So, like, she went on this, like, long-winded conversation about how they went to dinner and they went to the movies. Then they went back to his house or whoever's house, whatever. They ended up, like, kissing on the couch, and he, like, seemed so uninterested in their conversation. And he was like, was it good? Like, I don't remember. That's awful.
That makes me hurt for her.
That's awful.
Like, that makes me hurt for her.
It
like,
does, the fact but that, like, also,
simulation,
like,
theory.
She chased him for so many fucking years. Like, but that, I like, feel like there's a... There's, like, it's like a double-edged sword where it's like she chased him for so long, and I feel like there are times when, like, I see shit and, like, I do think, like, he truly is in love with her.
Sure.
1,000%. But then there are these other times where I'm like, did you just, like, fall in love with her out of habit because she was always fucking around?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It's, like, again, I'm not them, so, like, I don't know. But it is a little fucking weird.
But it's, like, and so from, like, my perspective, like, I'm coming from, like, a place where I can empathize with her because, like, I've sort of been in that situation where it's just, like, you're reaching out and you're consistently trying to make it work and, like,
yeah.
trying to, like, chase a guy for affection, and it's like he's just not he's either giving it but, like, not caring or, like, not giving it, and that's sad. Like, it's just it's sad to
it,
like,
truly is.
See it, like, I guarantee, like, he's obviously in love with her and like all these things, but it's like, I don't know, I just, like, I can empathize with her being like telling the story and he's just like, was it good? And it's like, hello? Like,
I mean, the tattoo thing is fucking weird.
The tattoo thing is strange.
That's fucking weird because Selena's had that for years.
He probably is, like, falling out of love with her. Like, and the crazier and crazier she's fucking getting.
True.
Yeah.
Like, he's probably like, I'm fucking over you.
And Haley
fucking
got
bullshit.
That tattoo, like, a year after them being married.
But also,
that's
they
fucking
got married,
weird.
Like, very quickly. Like,
because she reference something about it being like
a key
2 weeks and you replaced
us, like the, you know, like part of like the Bieber like gang. There's no G in anything that's like he stands for at all. So
but then he also like replaced them within what, 2 months? Like 2 months he replaced us?
Yes. Yeah.
Like it was nothing. Yeah.
It's just fucking weird. But apparently they've dated, like, prior. Like, years before that. So, like, that's kind of weird. But it's probably because, like, she has pushed herself into the circle, into being around, because there are so many things that are, like, you can see that her in the background of, like, him and Selena's like videos on like Snapchat. Like, well, and she's just like,
she was a model, right?
Like, that's wild.
But she was a model, right? So like she started out as like a model.
Yeah, but like she has always been like, I'm a Jelena fan, like they are the best couple on the universe.
Interesting.
Like on her Twitter. That's weird.
So then for her to like be like, and such then a all of a like sudden fan to like break it up.
They break up and then you marry him 2 months later. That's fucking weird.
Yeah,
that's weird.
That's strange.
That is
weird. It's kind of like, almost like you're breaking girl code.
Yeah.
Like she probably especially wasn't good friends with Selena.
She was more
like,
so of a Selena fan than she was a JB fan.
I was
going to
say, like, even if she wasn't like best friends with Selena, like that's kind of weird when you're just like,
yeah,
hey, like I'm super into your relationship, but I'm like more of a, like a fan of you.
Yeah.
And then like for all of a sudden to be like, okay, like I see like the relationship's on the rocks and it ends. And then I'm like, I'm going to swoop in and stay your boy.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked
up.
And
get married. And so they were doing like
how
a
you gonna
live.
Marry somebody after 2 months?
That's what I'm saying.
Hello?
Hello?
What's your
I mean, my aunt and uncle did that. After 3 months, they were dating and he proposed to her, fun fact, in Disney World. And then they've been married for like 45 years.
And it works out sometimes, but also.
Sometimes it does work out.
We're also not in
but my mom had yet to meet her. They
were
met
they
her
stalking
on the Disney
each
World
other?
Trip. No, right. They went to high school together. So, like, my Uncle Joe was, like, 2 years older than, like, my Aunt Sharon. But they went to the same high school. So, like, I guess, like they knew each other. But they didn't start, like, dating until, I think, like, my Uncle Joe was, like, out of high school, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. But been together ever
but
since.
But, like, she wasn't, like, a super stalker or super fan of like either of these people, and I feel like Haley was, and like that's weird. Like,
it is weird.
I feel like she asserted herself so much that Jay Biebs had no option but to like be like, this girl's around all the time, like she's cool as shit. Do you know what I'm saying? And so then they were doing a Q&A of like their first kiss, and she was like, oh, do you remember it? And he was just like so uninterested. He had no recollection of what happened. He was like, you tell it, like, do you remember? So she like told it was this long-winded story, and then like, they eventually like made out on the couch. Okay, cool, great story. And he was literally like, was I good? And she
how's
was
he
like,
not gonna have
yeah,
any memory.
That's what I'm
but,
saying
like, also was
so
he even
then,
there
another time, they were talking about, on a live Q&A, they were talking about he has Lyme's disease, and people were asking questions about it, and she was answering for him. She was like, we've gone to all these doctors, like, we're trying to get an answer, blah, 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 blah. And while she's talking, he is so, like, he just looked dead inside. Like, no emotion whatsoever.
Is he dead like Avril Lavigne?
That's what I'm saying.
Ooh.
And then
ooh.
He was like,
love that
they
theory.
Weren't asking you. They were asking me. Like, I'm the one that has Lyme disease. Like, you don't have Lyme disease. And they got into, like, a spat about it, like, on live. And it was so awkward to watch. But it was just interesting to see because I feel like all of his, like, newer songs are, like, about, like, how much he loves her. And, like, I'm not saying that he doesn't love her. I think that he does.
Well, I heard she's being a bully.
But I also think that, like, she has manipulated the situation just enough for it to work in her favor. And that's weird because Justin was also Googling Selena's Coachella outfits over the past years, and he got caught doing that.
I know.
But also, she probably looked hot. So,
probably.
Like, fuck it. She also has lupus, which I didn't know.
She does.
And people are constantly calling her out, telling her that she's, like, overweight. Brilliant. And she's not. At all.
Rude.
But she's
whoever's
like,
doing
I retain water because I have lupus. So, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, can we just, like, It's cool if you're not like a size zero.
It pisses me off that people like, body
why
shame
do we
each
have
other.
Why does that have to be a topic of conversation?
It pisses
why
me off.
Why are you judging someone on how they fucking look and how they portray themselves? Yeah. It is so fucking wild to me, and that is why every woman that is in this society is like, I don't look good enough.
Even
I don't
men,
feel well
I
enough.
Wouldn't even
like,
categorize it as just women. It's a men thing too. It's like a human thing. It's like stop body
I
shaming
hate
people.
It.
It like bothers the shit out of me. It's like just be comfortable in like the skin that you're in.
Right.
Like if you've made progress and you've lost weight, if you're like if that's your like
feel
MO, if, like you're trying to like
yourself.
Lose weight, good for you. If you've lost weight, amazing. That's amazing. If you're just trying to be fit and not lose weight, great. Awesome. Stop body shaming people.
I hate it.
Like, if you don't feel comfortable, then don't wear clothes that make you feel uncomfortable. Like, I don't wear clothes that make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
But also, if someone wears something that you don't...
Like, we have the same exact wardrobe sometimes because, like, obviously we buy, like, things, like, because we're ding-dongs. And I'm like, you wear stuff that, like, I'm like, damn, I wish I could wear that kind of stuff. Like, in the sense that, like, you wear it, but I know that, like, I'm not comfortable in it. So I wear it, but I wear it to the point where I feel comfortable
in it.
Right.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I'm not trying to copy you. It's just like,
no.
You know, I look at that and I'm like, I would love to wear it like that, but like I'm not going to wear it like that because I know I'm not comfortable in that.
Yeah.
But so I just wear it the way that I feel like I wear it.
I just like I can't stand people that make others feel less than.
Same.
I was saying to Jimmy's sister the other weekend, it's ironic that when we grew up, you know, we had Victoria's Secret Angels, etc. And now Victoria's Secret, their newest platform is women who look like women.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have Alessandra, you know, Candace.
Yes, that's
they're not
fucking nice.
They're not angels anymore, you know, like
isn't
that's
that weird?
People don't know who they are.
No.
I probably said those names and people are like derp.
Yeah.
Also
it's just
hello. Where have you been?
It's,
you hiding under a rock?
Their campaigns have average women, which is awesome. Same with American Eagle, Aerie.
Yep.
All these different things are supporting, representing average women. People with freckles, people with hips, people with cellulite. Cool. Great. But you go on TikTok, you go on Instagram, and the newest thing is people are TikTok famous. People are Instagram models. And they are now unrealistic versions of what a person should be. But they are an average person edited themselves to be
average.
That's the way that you have to portray.
Yeah. But
edited.
The commercial view is now trying to be an average person.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's now that the world has tried to twist what used to rub in your face perfection and be like, okay, we don't have Victoria's Secret Angels anymore. Like, yes, we support you looking like you.
Yeah.
But now it's the average person being like, I don't want to be an average me. I'm going to fucking fake people out and think that an average person looks like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a...
It's so fucking
it
cruel.
It really is.
Fuck.
There's a girl that I see on Instagram and Facebook. I don't follow her, but she posts like her body as it goes through like the month of like going through a period.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow, what a fluctuation that is.
Yeah, so she is like, you know, 2 weeks before my period, and then she posts a picture of her like belly. And then she posts another one, and it's, like, a little bit, like, more bloated. But, like, she does not hide how bloated she gets, even, like, though she looks, like, thin as shit. And she's, like, just fucking accept it. It's cool. Your body fluctuates. It's okay. And I think that those people are the people that should, like, get recognition. Because that's where we're all at. Straight up. Like, I can get so bloated sometimes.
Like, I look like 6 months pregnant.
Disgusting.
Like, 6 months pregnant. I'm like, yeah. Is this a...
Yeah.
Am I pregnant? And I'm like, no.
But, like, that's just, like, the way... Like, what's happening with your body?
I brushed my teeth and swallowed spit.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, better be...
Bloated. I just bloated. Think that, like, sometimes we need to, like, allow ourselves a little bit of grace. Because, like... Our body does a lot.
But it's wild to me that people like Victoria's Secret, who used to be the epitome of this perfection. Is going to give you a eating disorder, are now the people who are saying, we support you having an average body.
But it's
this
not,
is our new
but
campaign.
But it's not them saying that. It's fucking social media saying it because they've called them out for being a fucking piece of shit for how
fucking
long.
But here's the thing. Okay, that's great. All you people on social media called them out. Well, now you motherfuckers who are average people are now posting pictures of you edited.
Yeah.
To look like a Victoria's Secret angel and saying, I'm an average person. You're a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
Because all these years, you came at people like a Victoria's Secret angel for dieting and working hard to have that body, and you shit on them for being too skinny. And now that this commercial campaign has changed to honor the average woman, you as an average person are now editing your body online to look like a fake fucking person, and you're gonna tell people, yeah, I'm just an average Joe. No, you're not a fucking average Joe. You're an average Joe that edited yourself to look like a Victoria's Secret angel and convince people that you are average. You are the fucking problem. Mm-hmm. And that fucking pisses me off. At least a Victoria's Secret angel was listed as a model.
Yeah.
Now you are a person saying you're an
person. They were actually that slim.
Yes. Yeah. Now you're an average person claiming to be an average person, but you're not. You're fucking fake as shit and convincing every other person that, oh, I don't look like her. And she's average. She's not average. She has faked that photo.
Yeah, your airbrush.
And is now lying to
you. You're airbrushing average.
Can I tell you
That's
something?
That's what it is.
I started watching Sex Life on Netflix, right?
Love that show.
Such a good show. I watched the first season.
It's like a porno.
Binged it yesterday. It is like porno. Holy Toledo.
You see live dick. And
but
it's flaccid, but it is
dick.
It is huge.
It's huge.
Oof.
As a flaccid
but
dick. That thing had to have been at least seven Jesus. Inches
flaccid. I can't imagine it full steam.
That's big.
Oh, my God. But.
Tear you apart.
I feel like the main character is so fucking stunning. She is so
gorgeous.
Beautiful. It's unbelievable.
Gorge. Even her best friend.
But.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my God. So beautiful. But. In, like, some of their, like, sex scenes, like, her stomach, like, you can tell that she's had fucking kids. She has had stretch marks. And, like, all of those things. And I fucking love that.
Even, like, her boobs. Like, you see it. And it's, like, you clearly could tell, like, she has been breastfeeding.
Huge.
And it's not, like, her character on the show also has two children. But, like, you can tell that she's also had kids.
Yeah.
Because, like...
And she looks
her
incredible.
Boobs are, like, normal boobs. They're not, like, porn star boobs where they're just, like, up and perky. I was like, no, they look like average, normal female boobs. They're just there.
They did such a good job with that. And, like, I appreciate that so much because I feel like when women have children, that's what we do in life.
It's such a stigma too. Like
we
to, like,
have
like,
children and then our bodies
change
to be a certain way. And that is not
and they don't always bounce back
in
I ain't
no anything.
Band.
So like the fact that like she is not fat by any stretch of the imagination, but like just like her skin, you can see it. She has stretch marks. She's seen some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like you can
see
like
that is so powerful to me. And I just like That's amazing.
And yet that they still, did that. But then she still harnesses like that sexual power.
Exactly.
Like,
and still, she like, looks fucking incredible.
And, like, this is who I am. And it's like, yes. Yes, queen. Yes, you are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and how many so girls good. Who are 13 years old are watching that and saying what we're saying right now? They're fucking 13. They're not 30.
No,
yeah.
But they also, like, they haven't dealt
but
with
But I also sometimes think that, like,
yeah, they're 30-year-old watching all the fucking people probably on TikTok need to hear it saying, more. I'm, like, so cute.
It's like you're not going to be that way
forever. And that's what they're
relating
themselves to.
Yeah.
But you're not going to be that way forever. And I feel like even when we were 13, I was just like, God, I can't wait to be like that. And I knew, like, I wasn't going to be that person. Like, I knew it. Like, you know, you, like, looked at, like, people on, like TV and TV shows and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, man, I wish I had their body. But it's like, you know, in reality, you're not going to have that body.
But that's not their reality anymore, Kirsten. Yeah. They're not watching a TV show.
They're
seeing,
watching real life.
They're seeing kids who are kids on TikTok yeah. alter their bodies
yeah.
to be
and
perfect.
That's sad. And that's sad.
And that's the problem.
It's such a
yeah.
dangerous
These
game.
Fucking kids doing that to kids.
Yeah.
It's not a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
It's a fucking kid. Doing it to a kid with editing
yeah.
on their phone. That's fucked up. Mm-hmm. Because I know how fucked up I got by watching people on TV when
but
I
then
knew
you also
it was
like
TV.
Went through that
Prime
too.
Prime example
like,
is like Euphoria.
Live.
Yes.
Yes, Euphoria is
I
that
mean,
show.
That is such a glorified
even the new like revamped
way
Gossip
of
Girl.
Living.
I would say even the new revamped
yeah.
Gossip Girl is kind of the same way.
Like, what a glamorous life. Oh, you're young. You get to do all these things. You get to put, like, glitter on your eyes. Okay, cool. But, like...
They're all dealing with, like, depression.
So you get,
like,
to adult-type situations. I mean, Jesus Christ, like, the main... I can't think of her name at the time. I haven't watched
Zendaya?
It in so long. Zendaya, like, she's a fucking recovering drug addict. Like, she's constantly fucking dealing with that.
And, like,
then
her
you have
bestie...
Cassie that's, like... A kind of a fucking slut, and like she knows it, but like she's like, that's all I've known, so like she keeps doing it. And then like fucking what's the popular bitch's name that gets into
was
the
she
fight
on,
with Cassie?
Was she in White Lotus?
I don't know. She's one of the main
first
bitches
season.
And she like they were at Cassie's like mom's house.
Yes.
No, I know
and
who you're talking about. She's
like
blonde,
like,
right?
Huh?
She's blonde, right?
No, she's the dark-haired girl.
Oh, the other girl that like had like the
she's
sexual
shit.
Like outfit and like what's his face? McSteamy was like her boyfriend's dad.
Yeah.
Who also low-key raped the other girl.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love that show, but like that is the epitome of what you're talking about. Like, all of those girls are beautiful, and like what child wouldn't want to be that?
It's just
but
gross. It's so gross. It's
I
so
also
upsetting.
Think that they did a really good job of showing the consequences of how Zendaya is in that show.
I'd
can't
agree.
Think of, I can't think of her name right now in the show. But she's a drug addict and like all she cares about is that. And sure, sometimes she has like promising times, but like
always reverts back.
She always reverts back yeah. and like how hard that is for her sister and her mom and like I think that they do a really, really good job of showing the actual, like, heartache that comes with that.
Because I feel like a lot of young people, even in, like, our generation, like, you know how, like, our high school, we lost so many people to drugs.
So many people.
So many people to drugs. And we're still continuously losing people to drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, it's hard to, like, watch that. But it's like, you know, like, you kind of live through a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's, like, nice to see that, like, somebody's, like, depicting that in, like, a good sense.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, truthful.
But yeah. It also makes you so angry watching it.
It does.
Because you're like, why?
But then also,
why
like,
why don't you see it?
Even when you were like talking about like the younger crowd, and like we were talking about it earlier, like not on the pod, but like about like girls getting their period earlier, mm-hmm. and like the sense of like a woman is like you're growing up to be a woman too early. Like, I'm rewatching Grey's Anatomy again for like the 18th time, and they just opened up the Denny Duquette clinic. And this girl who's maybe 11, maybe even, like, 10, she goes into the clinic because her dad, like, brought her in. And she's like, my daughter finds herself, like, needing, like, tampons for the first time, like, blah, blah, blah. She just got her period for the first time. And she's like, I had sex, like, a week before, like, I had my period. Like, ugh. I can't be pregnant. And it's like, girls thinking about having sex at, like, 10? Get the fuck out of here. Mm-mm. I didn't even kiss somebody until I was 12. Mm-mm. Like, what? Mm-mm. Yeah. Like, girls these days are growing up way too quickly. And it's like, what is happening? Like, preserve your childhood.
Where you're gonna regret that becomes not a problem it, like, not having is it. In shows like Euphoria.
Yeah.
And kids watch that. And Cassie, that's her name, right?
I think so. Yeah. Zendaya's character, right?
No. No, the blonde chick. Girl.
Yeah.
She is like 13, 14 years old, and she's like fucking around with all these people, and I think that
is Euphoria.
That's
like
so dangerous.
A today version of Skins.
Kind of. Yeah, it's like a much more, I think, advanced version of Skins, I would say.
Because I know I would watch Skins.
I watched Skins, and I mean, I watched Degrassi, too. And, like, Degrassi was kind of the same thing, too, where it was, like, in high school. But, again, it was high school. It wasn't, like, teenage years. It wasn't, like, young teenage years, I would say. Like, middle school.
Yeah.
Where it was, like, Euphoria is kind of, like, middle school.
It's geared like towards, like, 10 14, to 12th grade, I would say.
I would say, like, 13 to 15-year-olds, I would say, is, like, the average age.
Which is, like, so scary.
Which is also super scary. I mean, like, that's like I said, like, I had
6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
And
yeah.
It's not, like, you know.
Yeah.
Be smart. Like, be smart about it. Like, I'm not telling you, like, don't have your first kiss until you're, like, 15, 16.
Let your freak flag. You don't have to be rude like me.
I kissed my first boy when I was, like,
careful.
Like, but, like, yeah, again, be careful. Like, just don't. Like, you don't need to have sex until you're at least, I don't know, 15?
I was 16 when I lost it.
Do I regret it? 100%.
You know,
but at the same time, I don't.
I have nothing to say. Excuse me.
We all know when you lost your virginity. It's fine. I was not there, but
it was not.
It's not pretty.
It's not great. I'll tell you that.
And honestly, that's fine. Whenever you're ready to lose it,
then do
lose
it.
Lose it. Like,
don't do it because your friends are doing
but
it.
But also be smart about it.
Don't do it because
it.
Everybody else in school is
but
doing it.
But be smart about it. Like, use a condom. Use whatever. Go on birth control beforehand. Like, it
hurts me.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Like, I think back to me at that age, and I'm just...
At 16. Kelly, could you imagine having a baby at 16?
Fuck no.
Absolutely not.
I can't even imagine having one, and I'm 33.
Same.
So, what? I'm still irresponsible.
No. Listen, I got two cats, and that's a lot. You I'm know? Trying to figure out how
I
to
got
move.
I got two babies.
I got all the moving expenses. I got... Goddamn, and now I got to pay for all the cats by myself.
No. But also,
I'm a single parent of two children.
You know, the life.
It's a wild time.
But you know what? We're managing.
We live a life that we love. We can afford to do things.
Factual.
We can go out to dinner with our friends.
I can go out for a 2-day weekend. I can leave them for Friday nights and Saturday night and come back Sunday.
You know, you think about these four kids who have kids.
I'm going to feed you.
15, and they, oh, I know. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't buy that. I can't buy this.
I mean, I live with that. My two stepsisters, they had Tyler. Tyler was born when Stephanie was 16, and Alicia was born when Christina was 17. So,
Yeah, I lived with that. Like, I lived with my niece and nephews, like, living in the house with me because I was 14 when Tyler was born. I was 15 when Elise was born. And Elise was a colicky baby. So I remember waking up all throughout the middle of the night because she was crying. And I was like, I'm not picking her up, but, like, that's not my job. But I also was woken up because I was living in the house. Like, right. You know, I can't imagine having a child at that age trying to live out on my own, like trying to support my family. And no, like,
have a social life, have a relationship,
and then go to college because, father. Like, nobody, but also, nobody like, accepts we would you without do a college it, degree. Though. So,
like, that's the difference. Is like, I know we talk about it all the time, like, how we're like, oh, we don't want kids, but like, if
at this age, yeah,
if I was we were 15, ever to be like blessed with a child, we would be like, sure,
I'd make it. I'd make it work. 100%.
We're doing it. It's fine.
Oh, there's no reason for me to not walk away from it. Exactly. Like, I would be like,
but also, like, okay. I can imagine like us, like, even when we were younger, just like making it work. It is what it is. I think that.
My we parents all would kill me.
Yeah.
And then help me.
Right.
I mean, I'd be a corpse. So, like, you know? I'd be watching my dead life happen as a ghost.
You know?
I hope what my child dead has a good life because I'm not in it.
Right.
I got murdered dead by my yeah parents for having sex. But, oh, baby me has a really nice life.
You know?
I'm not there. Tomorrow. I'm dead.
I was
murdered. Right. And me and the boy who decided to put his penis near me. We were both strangled by my father simultaneously.
Damn.
I've also seen The Wrath of Pete, so nobody wants to see that.
That's fair.
I thought he was literally going to pull a knife out of his socket. A socket? Hello? Sock, like Vietnam.
He gets a little crazy. Yeah. Pete see pulls it a nom on you sometimes.
Pete does pull a nom on you sometimes. You know, and it's like, oh, shit.
So you're like, no, I don't have sex.
No, I'm a virgin.
Still the Virgin Mary. Hello? Ooh. Even after a grandkid, you're just like, I don't know how that immaculate conception.
We bought it at the grocery store.
It was in the produce aisle. You didn't see it?
I found it at Q-Mart. It was on sale.
They love it.
I found it
at
the shelter. It was about to get killed, so I picked it up.
I had to get it. Had to have it.
You know?
Whatever. It's a risky business out there.
Yeah.
Don't risk it.
What was that ending? Where were you trying to go with that?
I'm just really glad that I'm not, like, a 13-year-old today.
Facts.
Because
oh, my God. So true, though. Like, with the social medias. Like, I mean, like, we had the own traumas of, like, being like, am I on your top eight? But those social medias were so, so minuscule compared to, like,
environment.
That was high school. Like, literally, social media came about kind of in high school. Like,
yeah.
Maybe, like, eighth grade, I think.
Yeah,
was like
in middle school, none of us even had phones.
I had
seventh grade.
AIM. You know? Yeah. I had AIM, and then that was it. And then I think Zanga came out probably in seventh grade.
Fucking Zanga.
Like seventh. But then, like, MySpace came out in, like, eighth grade. And, like, I feel like that was, like, okay, like, you get to pick your top eight. Rachel had some kick-ass playlists on her set, so I followed her page, and then I learned how to HTML code through MySpace, but and then Facebook came probably about our senior year of high school, right?
Junior. But really, year of everybody high just like rode the MySpace wave.
Yeah,
I did like Zanga.
I did like I Zanga loved too. Zanga. But MySpace was like
a diary.
Cooler. It was. It was like we posted a blog.
Zanga was like Tumblr, but like a less. It was like more archaic Tumblr. Mm-hmm. I would say. Then we had Tumblr. We had Tumblr for a bit. Ooh, yeah,
it's true.
But then, yeah, Facebook came, and then we were riding that Facebook wave of, like, poking people and, like, putting bumper stickers on our fucking...
Facebook is not personal at all.
Not anymore. Not anymore. It used to be.
It's not... I don't even Instagram, really understand what Instagram Facebook was, like, is the bit. Because I don't really post on it, so me it's like either. I scroll through it and realize...
What am I doing?
What the fuck? What... Why do people post these
Instagram
things?
Instagram is definitely for, like, older people now. It's, like, more of, like, the boomer generation.
I like Instagram.
I do, too.
Oh, I love Instagram. I was talking Facebook. Did I say Instagram?
You said Instagram, yeah.
Sorry. My Facebook. Facebook is more for the boomers, and Instagram is more for, like, us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I love an Instagram. And then I think the TikToks is for the generation.
I go on Instagram more than I go on Facebook. And then I start to go on TikTok more than I like to.
I'd agree with that.
But then I get freaked out, and then I shut it down.
Yeah, my TikTok algorithm, like I said, I was talking to you earlier about it, but it was like, it's like creepy photos that, like, nobody should see, and, like, things that are caught in the background, and I'm like, and it's always got, like, that weird, like, sure song of, like, in the forest, blah, 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 blah,
that's a good one.
Blah, 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 that song. It's always watch those videos. That's always a fun one for me. That's about it.
Things you don't want to see in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a wedding photo, and it was...
Nope, I don't need to hear it.
It's okay. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to describe it to you. You don't have to show it. I don't have to see it. So it's this couple that's getting married, and, like the marriage, like, whatever, and they're in, like, it looks European.
Okay.
But it's, like, in, like, a center of, like a building complex.
Okay.
And there is, in the back top end of the right, there's a bunch of, like, people lined up, and they're all in hooded things, and they're in red robes, and they're just standing there up against the wall, and there's about 12 of them, and they're all just, like, standing hooded, and it looks kind of like the KKK, but, like, more like Italian vibe, like,
like the Valkyrie or whatever.
Yeah, like the plague, like, hoods with, like, the masks and things. So there's that. There was, like, another one where it was, like a group of guys, and there was this, like, weird demon underneath this guy's, like, legs, which of looked like a child. It could have 100% been, like, the flower girl, and it, like, the exposure got, like, her eyes, like, weirdy. But then there was, like, these girls that were, like, in a tub, and they were all, like, taking pictures together, and there's, like, this person with their hand, like, up against the window, and it literally looks like a demon.
Fuck
that. It's kind of fascinating when you watch all of those.
Is that the word?
Fascinating, yes.
Isn't that the word?
I mean, when you're watching them in the daylight, yeah, fascinating. At night.
Did you watch the Murdoch murders?
No, not yet. Are they good? Because I watched the Texas Killing Fields.
God damn, it's good.
Did you watch the Texas Killing Fields?
Yes.
That's a good one.
We didn't finish it, but we started it. And I remember, like, the father, like, crying.
Yeah.
And I just was like, oh,
yeah. The dad is, like, so the dad of, like, the missing.
Committed. He starts this entire, like, community.
But this dad that's, like, the missing of, like, what was her name? Jane Doe. I think her name was Jane Doe. Like, that was, like, he was the father of, like, Jane Doe.
Is that on Netflix?
Specifically? Yeah.
What's it called?
The Texas Killing Fields.
Like, damn.
And he starts, like, a project or whatever.
Aww. It's called the a quest search.
Something like that. And it's
with horses.
He searches for missing people. And
yeah.
It was inspired by the fact that he was looking for, like, so scared.
Hang on. I want to talk about this. Because the Texas Killing Fields, they found thrice bodies in the field. Kind of near each other. You think?
None of them were his daughter.
No, none of them. But you think.
But his daughter was missing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was Jane Doe.
And he found all these other people. Shut but never the his fuck daughter. Up.
Yeah. But you'd think, okay, we found three bodies. Maybe we should just look at the rest of the field. No?
You know?
God forbid.
These cops did absolutely nothing. They were like, nah, this is acres of land. We're not going to search that.
I don't have time. Good thing we found these three.
Yeah. You know? In such a small radius.
Let me tell you.
You know what? How about we search the rest of the fucking field to find out if there's somebody else who's been killing more bodies?
Kirsten, you know? How dare you?
Sorry, I used logic. Makes sense. Sorry.
I'm so far away.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Move the mic close. Oh, no, you got the flight in front of you. Just
also,
shout.
We should watch The Fourth Kind before it gets too late.
It's saying it so. We should probably wrap it the fuck up.
Oh, my
God. You know how I'm going to freak myself out?
Same.
At least you get to go home to somebody. I get to live alone.
Same, girlfriend.
Just think about the owls.
Hey, at least you get to sleep on a bed.
Oh. You can sleep on my bed. You want?
Nah.
She said nah.
I mean, maybe. Depends.
Depends on how scared I get. Because I might be like,
let me cuddle really together.
I'm going to leave early.
I'm getting hairy.
Rachel says, I'm out halfway through. Savagery.
All right, well, we should wrap this bitch up.
Boat.
And on that note,
subscribe. Wherever you
subscribe, like, girl. Subscribe. All things, wherever you get your podcast. And,
bye. Bye.